Hi, I'm Randa Dickinson, and I'm going to read an extract from my brand new novel, When I Fall in Love, which is out now. The scene you're going to hear is the very first public performance of The Sundays, a choir founded by my main character, Elsie. I hope you enjoy it. Good afternoon, Brighton. We are The Sundays, Brighton's newest choir. Elsie began to play the opening bars of What a Wonderful World, and nodding at the visibly shaken members of her choir, counted them in. 2, 3, 4. 14 impressions of doomed bunnies frozen in approaching truck headlights stared back at her. Elsie's encouraging smile began to pull at the edges. Woody glared at Sasha, who was gawping at the crowd below, her usual brassiness deserting her. Raising her voice, Elsie began to sing. I see fields of blue, green, Sasha rushed, unblinking. But Elsie thanked heaven that Sasha had sung anything at all. And after the impromptu rewrite of the Louis Armstrong classic, she sang with increasing volume and conviction. Behind her, the Sundays breathed a visible sigh of relief. At the right time, the rest of the choir came in, the concentration on their faces almost comical. Elsie made a mental note to talk to them about smiling at the next rehearsal, but right now, that didn't matter. They were singing, stronger and tighter as the song passed from the chorus to the second verse and headed towards the end. Woody cast a glance across the stage and raised his thumbs in a Fonz-like seal of approval. Elsie felt a rush of pride swelling within her as she played the first bar of Forget You, and a delighted roar went up from the crowd as they recognised it. Danny swapped places with Sasha, the first bit of choreography in the programme, and struck up the chorus. The rest of the Sundays entered with their oohs on time, apart from Sheila, who quickly changed her R to an oo when she'd realised her mistake. Jim, standing in the audience, started clapping along and some of the people around him joined in. As the Sundays saw this, their volume soared. They entered the home straight, where all that lay between them and the end of the programme was a questionable 70s pop and rock collision. Elsie nodded at Woody, who grabbed the microphone and swung it between his spread legs like Roger Daltrey. Flinging it back to his lips, he pointed at the crowd. Brighton, are you ready to rock? Yeah, came the reply from the sparse Hellfinger faithful. Woody gave a snarling smirk, his snake hips beginning to move to the beat. I said, are you ready to rock? Yeah. Amused by the aging rocker with his alarming hip action, more of the crowd shouted back. I'm gonna need my crew here, Woody beckoned Stan, Graham, Lewis and Danny to his side. Are you ready, fellas? Take it away!